Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dave Leventhal is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline, our Washington insider, as today President Trump is marking 100 days in office. Dave, how is the beginning of this second term being recognized?
Well, Donald Trump is going to be in Michigan, a state that he loves to visit, one that he often will go to for consequential moments such as this. And he spent a lot of time there in the hours before his various campaigns and elections, all three of them. And he's going to be there and he's going to tout his 100 days of accomplishments as he sees it. And you better believe that you are going to hear a whole lot about what he thinks he has done to make this country great again. And a lot of that, I think, is going to focus on two things. Border security, number one. The border crossings on the southern border have been down significantly since Donald Trump took office. And also, too, inflation. Inflation has been kept in check. And those are two big campaign promises that Donald Trump has touted and has talked about for months and months and months. And he's had a lot of success on those two points, whether you like it or not.
Well, it's a lot's happened in the first 100 days. But of everything, is Trump on tariffs the one thing that stands out and is going to have maybe people talking the lasting impact beyond the first 100 days?
Yeah, and for the counter-programming that you'll hear today, especially from Democrats, tariffs are going to be the number one thing that you hear about time and time again. And this is basically scrambled the way that the United States operates economically in the world. And it's been really, kind of bizarre and in stops and starts and fits and starts. And we don't even really know where this is going. It doesn't seem like Donald Trump himself often knows where this is going. And, you know, of course, Donald Trump, he had declared a much ballyhooed day of freedom when supposedly tariffs were going to be put in place to massive degrees all over the world. And Donald Trump has really walked away from many of those tariffs. Of course, we still have a 10% tariff across the board for affecting most countries, significant tariffs that are hitting China. But even there, he's talking about, we're going to pull back for iPhones and mobile devices, and maybe we'll add this and take this away. So it's been a very incoherent by any standard measure of what's happening here, and whether Donald Trump is going to try to triple down again or just lose interest and pull back from tariffs, Brian, remains to be seen. We really don't know where the story ends. And that's kind of the point, in a way, is that Donald Trump really wants the United States to be the aggressor here and not on the defensive. And he wants to keep everyone guessing. The problem is markets operate independent of Donald Trump. And if the markets don't like what they're seeing, well, consumers ultimately are going to be the ones who pay the price.
Well, the trade war with China is continuing to roil markets. And President Trump, as you mentioned, is going to Michigan today. The Wall Street Journal's reporting that he's going to announce a break on tariffs for automakers. Would that surprise you at all?
No, not at all. And it seems as Donald Trump if he gets the idea in his head that he wants to pull back on a tariff on a Tuesday, well, maybe it's going to go into effect on a Wednesday. That this is just the way that this has been rolling out, and it is something that we really don't have any analog for. I mean, we're talking about consequential things. I think it's fair to say, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, that this is the most consequential first 100 days of a presidency in our lifetime, perhaps unless you were around in 1933 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt had his first 100 days. And it affects everything, of course, from tariffs, but we're talking about government cuts and, you know, a scrambling of our role in the world on the international scene geopolitically, and, you know, the war in Ukraine and Israel and Gaza. And, you know, the list just goes on and on, say nothing of Donald Trump pardoning all the J6 convicts and dismantling of the DEI regimes across the United States and his attacks on law firms and colleges. I mean, we could spend an hour just talking about the individual actions that have taken place during Donald Trump's first 100 days and how it's just so markedly different than anything that we've seen from a president during the first 100 days of his presidency.
Well, it's not just impacting here in the U.S., but also abroad. Canada had their election yesterday, Dave, and man, the president loomed large. I mean, so much so that the Liberal Party was able to overcome basically a 20-point plus, depending on what poll you were looking at the start of the year, deficit, all because of the comments about Canada becoming a 51st state and Mark Carney riding that to a victory last night.
Yeah, let's not, you can't underscore this comeback enough. This is like Buffalo Bills versus Houston Oilers in 1993 level. I mean, you should have had the conservatives just sweeping into office. All the poll numbers were pointing that direction, and Donald Trump basically single-handedly changed the fate of that election for the guys that he didn't really want to win. So this has been a massive reaction to Donald Trump's belligerence when it comes to making Canada the 51st state and really trying to put Canada in its place and in a position of weakness as opposed to strength. And Canada, whether you're talking about the conservatives or the liberals, and we saw this with Premier of Ontario, Ford, coming in and basically saying, hey, we're going to shut energy off to the United States. He's a conservative, and the aligning of political actors in Canada in a way that we haven't seen before, too, and in recent memory or any memory whatsoever. So, yes, bottom line, this election was very much a reaction to Donald Trump and to the policies of the Trump administration. And this is going to definitely be a very different relationship that Donald Trump has with Canada as a result of the liberals having the power that they have won last night during a free and open election.
Hey, Dave, I want to go to a story that you have written. Some big changes may be coming soon to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission.
Yeah, I'm reporting exclusively that in Notice, a nonprofit news organization that I do some work for, that the Federal Election Commission will shut down, at least temporarily, on this Thursday. And it's not shutting down because of something that couldn't be avoided. It's shutting down because there are going to be too few commissioners by law to carry out the regulation and the law enforcement capacity that it has as an agency when it comes to campaign money and elections. So we don't have an election right now, but if this persists for weeks or months, we could be looking at a massive case backlog and other types of kind of bad situations that we will find ourselves in because the Federal Election Commission, you know, just simply can't do its work. It's really up to Donald Trump in the end to decide if he is going to nominate new people to serve in those open positions, and the U.S. Senate has to confirm them too, and that's a process that at minimum will take weeks, again, if not months.
All right. Well, Dave, as always, thank you for the time. Enjoy talking with you. Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider, joining us live here on WBEM.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.